I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Phone lines are open. We are taking players for our big board. You want to get your square for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Again, team it up with Richard Hackwell at Farm Bureau Financial Services. We're going to give away $1,000 in cash, and that will be next Tuesday. We're going to make the All-Star Game mean something. So dial in right now at 637-5625. We can only keep this open for the first 100 callers, so we take a limited amount of callers each day. You want to make sure you get in. 637-5625, that's 637-KOAL. You'll get your numbers on Monday, but dial in right now. Let's move back over to the local sports scene. We got a few guests joining us in the studio right now. We have talked a lot about the 13U Babe Ruth Pacific Southwest Regional Tournament is actually going to take place at Carbon High School. And we do have a representative from Carbon County, the Battle 13U team, who won the state championship just a couple of weeks ago, will be going up against squads from five different states. We're going to be talking about this leading up to July 21st. And today, we do have three players in studio. We have Jackson Smith, Alex Martinez, and Mason Powell. We'll talk about winning the state championship, what's ahead this weekend, and of course, the Pacific Southwest Regional Tournament. We'll start with Jackson Smith. Jacko, it's great to get you in today.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the way the summer has gone so far. Obviously, it's an exciting time. Not only do you guys get to play host to this Pacific Southwest Regional Tournament, but you also got a state championship under your belts as well. Talk about the makeup of the team and the way things have gone so far.
We've been really good, been playing solid, hitting the ball pretty good, and excited for the next tournament.
I know you guys are very well familiar with one another, right? I mean, you guys have been playing a long time together. It seems like any time this team gets together, you guys just expect to win. That's kind of the expectation, though.
Yeah, we just try and go out and do our best, and we usually win a lot of games.
I know that the idea of playing baseball in the summer is no longer the case, right? I mean, you guys play year-round together. I mean, it's a never-ending thing, right?
Yeah, we play a lot, like 60 games a year. All year round.
Well, let's talk about the state championship and how that all came together, because you guys did see some pretty talented teams, yet you guys found a way to come out on top. Talk to me about the way that whole thing kind of came together and how you guys managed to get the win.
We all just played together and played. We hit the ball really good, and we played some good teams and good pitchers, and they just couldn't get us out, and we were doing good.
What's the competition level like on that state level?
Not like anything too crazy like we play in our bigger tournaments, but they're still pretty good teams.
And kids that have played together a lot as well, right?
Yeah, they're all, yeah.
When you guys get into the state tournament, is there a mindset of we got to hit the ball, you got to score runs, or is it more play sound defense? I mean, does it lean more one way to the other when you get to a tournament like that?
Yeah, we focus more on hitting the ball because we have a really solid defense, but yeah.
It seems like anytime you get to that stage, you've got to hit the ball. There's going to come a point in time where you're going to have to put up 9-10 runs to get a win. That's just the way it works, right?
There's some games that we only score 4 or 5 runs, but our defense locks it down for us, and we end up winning. But we're pretty solid hitting the ball and defense.
What's your favorite aspect about this team? Like, when you take a look at the makeup of it, what stands out to you, at least your favorite part?
We're all just... all up through the lineup, we're all just solid hitters, and we can play wherever we want, and we are all pitchers, and we play good together, and we're all friends.
I know you've gotten a lot of other baseball underneath your belt this summer outside of the 13U stuff. You actually got to play some of the summer ball as well. I saw you out on the high school field, right? So you've seen some even higher level of pitching. How much better have you gotten over the last couple of months?
There's some pitchers, RAs, that are throwing like that hard, but they still have like better pitches, and it's just better to see older kids and stuff, but I've gotten better.
Have you seen any pitchers this year where you kind of stepped back and said, whoa?
There's been maybe one or two, but they're not been like too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all been pretty tame.
Yeah.
I know you guys, you have a big weekend coming up as well, but again, the Pacific Southwest Regional is what's going to be really fun. You guys get a welcome in five states. You've played in this before, so it's not the first time you've seen this, right?
Yeah, we played a couple times.
So what's that competition level like, getting these squads from other states, five to be exact?
Usually Hawaii is really good, and California teams are decent, but yeah, just Hawaii is our biggest competition.
Seems like they're grown men.
Yeah, they
come from
huge.
Hawaii.
Yeah. They play all year round, too.
They get to play year round, right, where they're at?
Yeah, they're good, like really good. But I think we'll compete.
So what does preparation look like between now and the end of the month for you? What are some of the things that you guys are doing to make sure you stay sharp?
We've just been practicing 2-3 times a week and just getting our mindset right and just going to go play our best.
Well, Jocko, I appreciate you taking out the time to come in. I know we're going to catch you up with a couple of your teammates as well. But congratulations on that state championship, and I'm sure we'll be talking again real soon.
All right, thank you.
Next, we got Alex Martinez joining us. And, Alex, it's great to chat with you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
So this week you guys will head to South Jordan. You got a three-day tournament, essentially, right? And so when you look at the state championship tournament, you look at the Southwest Regional, you got this one in between. What type of competition do you expect to see this weekend?
There's quite a bit of few teams that will be playing that are very good, and I'm looking forward to playing the Grays, and hopefully we can beat them. But there's a lot of good competition in this tournament.
Is it because, again, we were just talking to Jacko about seeing the five state talent that comes in. Will you see anyone that you're going to be able to stack up against the competition coming in at the end of the month?
Probably the Grays. They have a lot of good pitchers, and the Lumber Kings have some quick pitchers that will, if you're not prepared, their pitches will catch up on you.
You guys have played together for so long. I know you were talking about that before we hopped on air, how long it's been as a team. You've seen all these other teams for as long as they've been together as well, right? So I'm sure when you talk about some of the competition that you're going to see, you guys are, I don't want to say a rivalry, but you're familiar enough with them. You play them enough.
Yeah.
As far as getting to host this tournament and play the Pacific Southwest Regional in your hometown at the high school, how cool is that?
It's pretty awesome. Hopefully most of my friends come and watch us, and it's going to be cool to play Hawaii and all the other California teams, so it'll be pretty cool.
I was talking to the organizers of the tournament about a week ago, and they brought up the idea that there's some pride in that, right? Pride that you guys get to host this year. You guys get to play it on the same fields that you're going to be playing at when you get to high school. Is that true? I mean, do you guys take a little bit more, does it motivate you, I guess, a little bit more knowing that it's here?
Yeah, it's going to be very cool because we just want to show everyone in the world like how great we are and just show everyone how great Utah teams can be.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what we're known for here, right, in the Carbon and the Carbon County area. It's playing baseball. I asked Jacko this. I'm going to ask you as well. What's your favorite aspect of this team, playing together with these guys?
Probably all the great moments we make together, and we just know each other so well that we just have a great time every time we play.
As far as you're concerned, where do you like to play the most? Like, what's the ideal spot for Alex if you're out in the field or where you're hitting at as far as the order is concerned? What's ideal for you?
On defense, I like playing second base because I get to move a lot, and I feel like I'm always moving, like backing up the throws to shortstop, cutting off throws to home. I'm, like, moving everywhere at second base, so. And in my lineup, I bat second, and I feel like second is a pretty big role because just to get the team started from the second spot is a really big deal.
So if coaches are listening, second base and second, that's where you need to be.
Yeah.
Alex, I appreciate you coming in today as well. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And lastly today, we're going to catch up with Mason Powell. And Mason, it's great to get you in. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the camaraderie on the team, because you guys travel a lot.
Yeah.
You get to go to South Jordan this weekend. Again, you get to stay home for the regional tournament. But what are the road trips like when you guys, again, you've played together for so long, 7 years. What type of team building experience is that for you guys when you get to travel?
Well, it kind of helps us because we're not just staying home all the time. So we kind of get to enjoy being up in the bigger cities with our friends and not just staying in the one town.
Yeah. We always talk about what's going on the field. We don't really talk about what's going on off the field, right? So when you guys aren't playing baseball, what do you like to do together as a team?
Just hang out, and usually if we're all in the same like place, we used to like play wiffle ball and just any sports period.
I would assume that you guys have some pretty epic wiffle ball games.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Who don't you want to face on the mound when you're playing wiffle ball on this team?
Jacko, because he don't know how to control pitches in wiffle ball.
You'd rather take a wiffle ball to the ribs, though, than an actual ball, right?
Unless you're playing with the blitz ball. Yeah. I'd rather take a baseball.
We've been talking about the regional tournament coming here and the idea that you guys get to play host to it. Is it nice to be at home and sleep in your own bed when you play in a big tournament?
Yeah, way nicer.
Yeah. Why is it way nicer? What makes it so much nicer?
I don't know, but it's like, because you don't have to be up north and you can just be home and do whatever you want instead of being in a hotel the whole time.
Kind of the comfort of it all.
Mm-hmm.
When you bring in these other states, I know you guys don't just play and go home. You hang around and you watch, right? You get to see what the competition looks like. Is there a particular state? It seems like Hawaii is always the answer. You guys enjoy watching Hawaii play, right? But is there a state in particular that you say, yeah, we like the way they play baseball?
No, not really. Just Hawaii.
Just Hawaii.
They're just, I don't know. They're just like come in and then you just expect them to be good. Yeah. So
it always seems like there's a nice respect factor there as well.
Yeah.
How important is it to bring out the hometown crowd and have that that cheering audience behind you? I mean, do you guys feel that when you're out there on the field?
Oh yeah, it makes us feel like we're definitely at home more because we have more of our friends and family there that can make it instead of like being up north and stuff. So I feel like it almost makes us play better too.
Are the festivities around the regional tournament different than any other tournament that you guys go to? Because I know you guys have been all over, right? I mean, it's not just here in the state of Utah, but it seems like this is a big week-long event. I mean, is there anything that's comparable to that where you guys have been?
Not really, because most of our tournaments are only like 2 or 3 days long. Yeah. So just being a week long, this will just be different than any that we're used to. So.
And of course, the expectation is to come out on top, right?
Yeah.
That's the expectation. Sure. Awesome. Well, Mason, I do appreciate you coming in as well. It's fun to get this perspective from the players. We get to talk to the coaches. We get to talk to the event organizers. But to hear it from the players is definitely a different perspective. So I appreciate you coming in as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Fun conversations here. We got Alex Martinez, Jackson Smith, and Mason Powell from the Battle 13U baseball team. Again, they're going to represent Carbon County in the Pacific Southwest Regional Tournament at Carbon High School, July 21st. Through the 26th. We've got to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll stick with baseball. Former big leaguer Bill Lasky will join us. There's a lot to talk about, including the incredible losing skid for the Los Angeles Dodgers, which continues to grow. We'll talk about that. We'll also gear up for the All-Star Game. Actually, right now, phone lines are open. 637-5625. You can call right now and get a square for our big board. We're giving away $1,000 during the All-Star Game Tuesday night. You get a square if your numbers match at the end of the third, fifth, middle of the seventh, or final score. You'll take home $250. All you got to do to play is dial in right now, 637-5625. I got Dave standing by to take your name and put your spot on the board. Dial in right now. We'll come back to talk Major League Baseball when we return. It's Tribe Time Sports live from the Sutherland Studios.